In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
Self-reliance is highly valued in Western society. And now self-reliance is certainly good in moderation. We would go so far as to say it is a gift from God in moderation. But it has become something of an idol in our American culture. Ever since the so-called Enlightenment, the individual's ability to figure things out, to take care of oneself, to not be a burden has become among the highest virtues in many Western societies. And it even creeps into religious thinking. Not official teaching of the church, to be sure, but people of faith are not immune to our culture any more than the next person. And we add into that misunderstandings of phrases such as, it is more blessed to give than receive, and suddenly a piety develops that it's somehow shameful to have needs. It's not hard to see how that happens, because when self-reliance grows into an idol, into a person's identity, even having the feeling that I'm a burden creates shame. But what if, in the eyes of God, self-reliance isn't quite all that it's cracked up to be in our culture? What if God thinks we may have overcooked that gift? Thoughts like, I don't need anyone's assistance, or I'm the helper, not the one in need. Besides being unsustainable in real life, isn't that just a manifestation of pride? You don't help me, I help you. I mean, that's pride in a nutshell. I don't need you. Now, I'm not suggesting that we all become, lazy layabouts that won't lift a finger for our own self-care. Just because there's error in one direction doesn't mean there can't be error in the opposite direction as well. But what is the holy middle ground? What's the holy middle ground between lazy layabout and making self-reliance into an idol? Where is the sacred balance? Well, according to Saint Nectarios, it's self-awareness, self-knowledge. He says that self-knowledge is essential to the knowledge of God, to opening up to the grace of God. And self-knowledge is needed most profoundly when I am in need. Maybe you've experienced days like this, or years, or decades, that sound like this. I'm just at the end of my rope. I'm past the limits of my energy or my patience. Even my faith is in turmoil. And I think pulling myself up by my bootstraps is no longer working, and I feel alone. Have you ever gone through a period of time that sounds like any of that? Well, this is the moment where I have a choice, a moment where you have a choice. Continue on the road of self-reliance, miserable as it has become, or open the eyes of my heart to the grace available around me. And it's in those times that I open my heart to assistance that it seems like God always sends me exactly who or what I need. Just the right person with just the right words and just the right gifts shows up. Or a circumstance opens before me that I hadn't noticed. And there it is right in front of my eyes. But the catch is, I have to be willing to set aside the idol of self-reliance in order to accept help. In our two readings this morning, the presence, the words of another person are the essential portion that someone needs to overcome what is weighing them down. It's something they could not do alone, something that alters their life in a very big way. In our gospel, Jesus finds a paralyzed man by a washing pool called Bethesda. Many, many sick people would gather daily around this pool in hopes of healing, because periodically the waters would be stirred up by an angel of the Lord, and whoever was first into the pool would be healed of whatever ailment they had. They would be made whole. Now, this paralyzed man that Jesus finds had been waiting there 38 years. And when Jesus finds him, they have a brief conversation. Jesus asks the man, "Do you want to be healed?" And the paralyzed man does not answer directly, but instead says something very wise that flies in the face of the self-reliance idol. He says, "Sir, I have no one to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up, and there is no way I can get in there first on my own." It's kind of a sad sentence to hear. "I have no one to help me." Heartbreaking, that phrase, "I have no one." But as Saint Nectarius noted, self-knowledge makes possible the knowledge of God. And this paralyzed man, for all he lacked, had self-knowledge. He knew who he was without sugarcoating and what his situation was, with one exception. That self-knowledge, though, allowed him to know God, and in this case, face to face, because it's into this man's experience of isolation and having no one, it's into this experience that Jesus steps and proves that this man is not, in fact, alone. And Jesus becomes the face of help that this man needs. Now, something similar happens in our passage from Acts that Mary read for us today. A man named Aeneas is bedridden for 8 years, and Simon Peter finds him and raises him up. Moments later, Simon Peter comes to Tabitha, who had recently died, and he raises her up. Similar to the paralyzed man in the gospel, both of these people, Aeneas and Tabitha, need an outside face for healing. And in both cases, God provides that face in the person of Simon Peter. In the gospel, the Son of God himself is the face of the paralyzed man's help. In Acts, Christ works through the person of someone else for both of those two people. But in all three cases, when someone was in their most desperate need, assistance came. Whether directly or through another person, God acted with power in their lives and changed their story forever. And can you imagine how different their miserable lives would have been if any of the three of them had said, "Thanks just the same, but I'm self-reliant. Appreciate the offer, but I'm good." Under self-reliance as an idol rather than a gift, the two men would remain paralyzed and Tabitha would remain dead. It is pride that prevents me from accepting and receiving whatever face of assistance that God sends my way. God gave us each other, and not just so I can help you, but also so I can receive help when I'm in need. There is no virtue in going it alone when I actually need help. That's not a virtue. That kind of self-reliance is nothing short of an idol. And it's hard, I admit, it is hard to let go of, because that idol is constantly being reinforced in our culture, in our economy, in our family systems, that we should be able to go it alone, that we should be able to do it ourselves. So if and when you get to the point where you're at the end of your rope, or past the limits of energy or patience, or your faith is in turmoil, perhaps it's time to open the eyes of your heart and see just who God might be sending you. Like Aeneas, like Tabitha, like the paralyzed man by that pool, your story may turn out quite differently when you choose to accept help. Amen.